Denny Hamlin, you got some mood lighting going on there. Congratulations on another fine run tonight. Walk us through your run this evening.
Yeah, we had a good run. Just, we struggled a little bit on the short run. Pit crew did a phenomenal job the last couple stops. They picked us up 3 spots every time, at least. And, 29th to 2nd and half the distance of a normal race. I mean, that's about all we can ask for.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. We'll start with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, you saw obviously what happened to Chase on Sunday as far as, having a crew chief decision, not go the best way. What's it like for a driver when you have a situation like that and you don't? And is it tough to kind of have that conversation with crew chief afterward to talk about it? Or as long as you have fast cars, does it, that you're going to have those decisions to make, and sometimes they'll go your way and sometimes they won't?
Yeah. I mean, it's 50-50 at the end of the race, especially when you're leading. It's just a matter of how many choose to pit with you or don't. So it's 50-50, and it's just that one happened to go against them. But certainly you'll win your fair share if you continue to stay up front and the cautions don't fall at ill times. You'll take the latter. You'll take fast cars, and you'll lose a few every now and then, knowing that you've got a chance every week.
And do you see any difference in the 9 car or the Hendrick cars as a whole this year?
Well, it's just Chevys in general. I mean, they're fast, and they're really the only manufacturer that got to build a car directly for the package that we run. These other cars, the Toyotas and Fords, were built on the low downforce package, and then we added a bunch of spoiler and splitter to them. So certainly there's an advantage knowing that, okay, this is the rule package. How can we optimize downforce and drag? And I think Chevys have done that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, Denny, when you look at this stretch and packing the races that we have into such a short amount of time, does it make it easier as a driver to carry the momentum from you've had a win, a second now, a lot of strong runs? Does it make it easier to carry that momentum from race to race when you pack them into a lot tighter calendar space like we've had here?
Yeah, I mean, when you're running good, certainly, there's some momentum to be had for sure. I think, our results specifically, I don't know what it was last year, but I know what it is this year. Every time we go to a racetrack the second time, it's just the results are amazing. So we're making the right adjustments. We're doing the right things. And that's good because, the end of the year in the playoffs, you're going back to racetracks for the second time. And that's when we need to run well. And that's what we got us to the Final Four last year. So I like our chances. I think even though we're still maybe off a little bit with our organization on speed, I think that we're still getting good finishes out of it, and we're weathering the storm until we can get our stuff a little bit better.
To follow up from that, you mentioned weathering the storm. I know you didn't have Gabe Hart, and you won't for a couple of races here, but having a veteran like Eric Phillips, who's been the car chief, to still be able to come in and be a part, how big a help has that been for you and for your team just to not really fall off even though you don't have those key players?
Yeah, I mean, one advantage that we did have was that, we left Eric at the race shop to prepare the cars before, the whole weight thing happened. And, because we had depth, we had essentially two car chiefs on our team. Brandon was our car chief the year before in 2018. Eric came on in 2019, and Brandon never left. So he just, as the team player he is, he stepped aside and let Eric take over the car chiefing role last year. But we had two car chiefs, so we left one at the race shop, and now we just switched them essentially when we had the suspension. So it's still a big penalty. It still cost us a lot, a chance to win. I can assure you of that. We had a much faster car here on Sunday than what we did today, and the results were still good. So we're definitely going to miss Chris, but also we've within our roster, we've left engineers at home. So now, if anything, he's able to be at the race shop with the engineers and coming up with decisions in not such a chaotic environment like a racetrack.
Our next question will come from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead with your question, Jenna.
Hey, Denny, did you have any concerns coming in with three key crew members suspended, or did you have the faith that you had the depth?
Well, I think the one-day format, it definitely makes it easier for us. If we had practice and qualifying and had to make some quick decisions during practice, certainly it would definitely hurt. But I think just under these unique circumstances that we're in, it doesn't hurt as bad. But like I say, if the penalty was bad enough, you know, not being able, being 9 laps down after 9 laps of the Coke 600, a race that I've been, you know, marking on my calendar for years now, trying to win. So it's that part of it stinks. But you know, I'm glad that we got the depth to still go out here and run good.
Do you think that with this stretch of racing and how much work there is at the shop for the teams, that the big teams are really going to separate from the pack through this stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly it probably lends its hand to those guys. You know, it's anytime you have to do something quickly, it's the teams with the most people, right? That's going to get stuff done. But you know, we're not going back to back to racetracks here. Now we're going to start spreading it out and going to racetracks one time. So it's going to be more important for us to get our stuff together right from the get go and have a good race right in the first one. But certainly think in this type of format, yes, the good teams with a lot of people will certainly have an advantage.
Thanks, Denny.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead with your question, Jordan.
Hi, Denny. When you're in a situation like Chase was in on Sunday, how do you get past that and not hold a grudge, if you will, against, you know, your crew chief or anything, anybody on your team for, you know, being in that, making that decision?
Well, you just shake his hand and say, thanks for the fast car. It was a race-winning car. And that's, like I said, as a driver, that's all you ask for. Give me a race-winning car. Sometimes cautions are not going to fall your way. I've experienced it enough to know that sometimes they do. Most times they don't. And so I think everyone just feels bad because it's Chase and everyone loves him. I don't know.
Do you feel bad?
No. Why would I feel bad?
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Dustin Long. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Hey, Denny, normally at this time of the year in a normal season, if a team was struggling, organization was down a little bit on speed, they probably have new equipment and have a better idea where they were at this point. How long do you have to wait? What's the process like? And how much does in the big picture, does a day like today maybe become more meaningful and just gathering points?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we didn't gather any stage points, obviously, because I started so far back, but still the finish in my mind is what matters. I mean, I'm in it for bonus points. I want to finish as high as I can in the regular season. That is bonus points, but I think it's going to take, when we start to get the schedule spread back out a little bit more, before you're probably able to make some big changes. And still you're not able to make huge changes because, you know, the cars are essentially locked in with all the new kind of ordinances on new parts and whatnot. So you've kind of got what you got. I mean, there, you will make some developments and you will find some things in aerodynamics through the year. But I think that, you know, you better have your stuff together come, you know, early to mid-August.
And might this be a year where it takes a little bit longer because the teams have staggered times for their crew guys to work in the shop? So I'm guessing maybe they're not able to devote as much time as in a normal year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything is different. But the most important thing is we're here putting on a race. And, I mean, I think all these teams – you know, instead of griping about, hey, we don't have this, we're not able to catch up, I think we're all just kind of grateful in these situations that we're able to put on a product and be out there and race and make the best of what we got. I mean, you know, we can gripe about what we don't have all the time, but essentially it stays like today for us where, hey, maybe we didn't have the best car, but we optimized our day. We got the best finish we possibly could. That builds some momentum, and we're, like I said, we're weathering the storm till we got lights out, lightning fast cars, and we don't have to start 29th in a 300-mile race.
Thank you.
Thanks. Our final question for Denny will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Danny, during this stretch of races, since we restarted, there have been different things as far as the schedule goes that people said, man, we might try out in the future. What were your thoughts on the 500K race on an intermediate track as far as what it was like as a driver, but also, I don't know how good a view got you got from inside, but from an entertainment standpoint?
I mean, I think it's right around the length of an NBA or football game. Somewhere in that range. NBA's about 2.5 hours. Football's 3+. So, I mean, I think it's good. Obviously, we're really getting stung by the weather right now. All these races have got delays and stoppages in the middle of it, so it makes it really, really tough. It makes the nights and days really long. But certainly, you know, you can look back at my quotes from 2 years ago, you know, heck with tradition. You know, you got to advance with the times. And, you know, I think that keeping people's attention span for 3 hours is a good thing. It's a very good thing. I just, you know, these cars are different now than what they used to be. It used to be a battle of machine, right? You're going to wear out your tires and your brakes and whatnot. It just don't wear out anymore. So it's essentially, it just becomes a long race after that. So I certainly like the change. And on the week night time slot that we have, you know, it's got to be tightened up anyway. So I think this is a good taste of it, and they'll gather the data and figure out what's best for them in the future. Maybe it's keeping them long. I'm not sure. So let the people that know a lot more about it speak on it.
If you had to guess, how much of a factor has the weather played since the season restarted? Do you think it's really had a large effect in general on the teams?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're already doing some 3-day splits between races, and that comes, you know, almost 2 days off, then you're back at it. So we got, what is it, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and then we're right back in Bristol. So it's tough. I don't work in the shop, but I know I can only imagine for some of these teams that are, you know, with less than 10 or 10 employees having to turn this stuff around and get it ready for the next race. I'm sure they're working some crazy hours right now. But I think that if you talk to them, they'd say we prefer this over the alternative, and that's not racing.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you. Well, Danny, thanks for taking the time to join us. Safe travels to Bristol. We'll see you there.
You got it. Thank you.
Take care now. Yep.